dire que pas pour faire lui. Il est deux heures sans le rendre. Et ça nous met. I leave that pick off tonight. I won't put them back on no more than a week and a half. We're going to take them off, put them on the rack, hang them in a little clothes. Mm-hmm. I put them clothes.
You sell things to get some money sometimes.
I don't sell them.
You sell things that you've made. Do you have any hobbies that you in here that you think you make?
I'll draw pictures up there sometimes. Those two or three of them, they taking two or three of these pictures I draw.
Yeah, I heard you're quite an artist.
No artist. Just didn't have nothing else to do. Sit down and get descriptions of some of these nations I've drawn. Instead of them, some of them used to hang them on the little things out in the little office. They hang them on the side. I said, you're deciding what I'm doing. No, Robert, I'm going to carry that home. Yeah, they carried them home. Just sitting around, nothing to do.
What do you usually paint?
Just drawing pencil.
What do you usually draw?
Oh, I'm facing just like you sitting there. See two or three times. I get a sketch of it, and I sketch it on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a little bit of possibility about you. And give me a compliment for it.
Uh-huh.
Well, why don't you do it? Why wasn't you an artist or something? So I didn't have nothing else to do up here.
Did you paint when you were younger?
Mm-hmm.
Just took it up?
I was sitting around here. There wasn't nothing to do.
Have you ever considered going to anything like watercolor? Or did you use
it? Oh, they got it up there where I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did participate in such a thing. I just be sitting around. In my bed, where I found a bed there.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little heat tray there. So I got something in the view while I take that tray, put my paper down, view from my mind what it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And this little nurse that brings candy and stuff out here, she brought me up. Prepared that long, about that wide. And it's just I'll call it printing paper. Mm-hmm. It's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I just take half a sheet, got a sheet having two, whatever I want to have sketched on my mind. I go ahead and sketch your own piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, the nurse said, Robert, I'm going to take this home. Some of them carry. They had two, three of them. I said, I don't see what you want to carry that home for. I'm no artist. You know, sitting around like that, nothing to do. Yeah. Read the paper.
I bet you underrate yourself. I bet you really have quite a talent.
Well, man, so in my younger days, they didn't catch an old man like me. Just get what I see satisfactory to me. I associate with it. If it's not, break it off.
Uh-huh.
Just like you was interested down there. Now, something come up out of this life. Didn't have no art of misfine mind about it. I'd tell you right quick, I'd be through. I'd go on like the door. I just got that observation.
I noticed that yesterday when I met you that you were making cigarettes?
Yeah, I'm making cigarettes.
Well, how long have you been doing that?
Oh, I've been doing that practically ever since I've been out here. I can't be 45 since I started cigarettes.
Well, what, do you just buy the tobacco and buy the paper?
They give them tobacco. And then that bugle.
Where do you get the tobacco?
Up in the office.
Oh, they give it to you?
Mm-hmm. And that give me a whole back 12 to a package. And when I need cigarettes, why, I tell you, about three packages of bugle,